The steps of the BC Legislature in Victoria became a space for mourning and solidarity Sunday, April 27, night, exactly 24 hours after the tragic incident at a Lapu Lapu Day block party in Vancouver that claimed the lives of 11 people. Members of the Filipino-Canadian community, alongside provincial government officials, gathered for a candlelight, dubbed Luxing Bayan, National Mourning, organized by ANAC Bayan Victoria. Other groups invited include the Bayanihan and Cultural Housing Society, BCHS, and concerned Filipino-Canadians who joined the vigil to honor the victims and support those injured when a driver plowed into a crowd during the celebration on April 26. Several members of the Legislative Assembly and other provincial government officials attended, offering prayers and words of comfort to the grieving community. Melissa Badua, president of the BCHS, addressed the somber crowd, expressing profound shock and sadness. "We gather today with heavy hearts, struggling to find the words to express the shock and sadness that has gripped us," she said. "Our thoughts are with the families of the victims and we pray for the speedy recovery of those injured." Amidst the flickering candlelight and floral tributes, Badua acknowledged the community's strength and the outpouring of support in the face of such a devastating event. On behalf of the BCHS, Victoria Filipino-Canadian Association, Victoria Filipino-Canadian Caregivers Association and Victoria Filipino-Canadian Seniors Association, "we thank you," she said. The Bayanihan Community Center is open Monday, April 28 from 10 a.m. until the evening to receive flowers, sympathy notes and donations. All contributions will be directed to support the victims of the Lapu Lapu Day block party and their families. The driver of the black SUV that rammed into a throng of festival goers, Kai G. Adam Lowe, 30, has been charged with 8 counts of second-degree murder, Vancouver Police Department said in a news release. The charge assessment is ongoing and further charges are anticipated, statement reads. "It would appear that mental health appears to be the underlying issue here," Mayor Ken Sim said at the Sunday news conference. Authorities said the death toll may rise in the next few days. The 11 people killed and injured are aged 5 to 65.